Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 8th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 49306065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome our radio to TV viewers. Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's anti-corruption drive.
This comes as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has embarked on a major corruption crackdown, which has already claimed the scalps of former Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo on allegations of corruption, former Mines Minister Walter Tidakwa, former Agriculture, Mechanization and Irrigation Development Minister Joseph Made on various charges. Arrests of more former ministers, permanent secretaries and members of Mugabe's family are pending.
Mm-hmm. And but of course, critics of Mr. Mnangagwa are saying his anti-corruption drive is targeted at the so-called G40 cabal. This refers to those members of the ruling ZANU-PF party that were sympathetic to President Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace Mugabe.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Abafisa ukusixhuma khona manje nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona ukubotshwa kwabalabo ababeka ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende. Lapha sikhuluma ngobaba uIgnatius Chombo, kuzobuya-ke umnumzana Walter Tidakwa, kuzobuya ke umnumzana Joseph Made, labanye abambalwa abanjengomnumzana Walter Mzembe abethiswa amacala atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye ukuthiwa bazabotshwa, abanye bangikhona ngabantwana obayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Lapha sikhuluma ngoshatunga loRobert Jr. Kuzobuya ke nxa sisigangela okunye baningi abantu abasebekhonona besithi hayi kanti indaba kubotshwa labo babeku-G40 kumbe i-Generation 40 eyayifuna ukuthi-ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe athathe isikhundla somkakhe. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje njalo lisixhume ku-Facebook siku-VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele nakuVOA Shona. So asixoxeni kunjalo fowethu.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yekurwisa uori. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa iwo kuti nyaya yekurwisa uori ndoimwe nyaya yanga iri pamusoro pezvinhu zvavanoda kuita kubva zvavatora chigaro kune vaiva mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa kurwisa uori hakuna kuipa, asi chakaipa kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani. Vamwe vari kuti nyaya yekurwisa uori inenge yakangorerekera kune vaisatsigira vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari muchikwata chiya chaizikanwa nekuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40. Kunova ndo kune makurukota anechitsama asungwa achipomerwa mhosva dzeuori. Gibbs.
Yes, yabona sivili kula vantu abasibhaleleyo sivili lapha abafuna kuti bangena kuhlelo. Sile nombolo zenu siyalifonela khona ngapho. Kuba sokubuya ke abanye basitumezele imilayezelo kwaba njengoabhisha. Uabhisha uthi ye siyakubona khonoko ukuthi abantu ababotshwa abaningi yilabo abaku-Generation 40, kanti labo abe-team lacoste-ke yindawo bengabotshwa. Sifisa ukuthi nxa kubotshwa phela kubotshwe wonke umuntu. Okwakwenzakala kubhanda kuyamenza lo moyo. Ye, siyakuzwa abhisha khona ngampo lapho khona. Kuzobuya-ke umnumzana Alec. U-Alec la ukuthi yeyi esikubona sibili kuhle kakhulu ngoba sokulokubotshwa-botshwa lokubophisana okuthize kodwa-ke asikwazi ukuthi kuyaphelela ngaphi esake sakubona yikuthi-ke umnumzana umgabe wayejala ukukwenza khonokho nxa kungabotshwa abantu abesebakhulula nje basihambele so singazi ukuthi ale uthini khonapho kodwa yayibeka sibili inkulumo yakhe siyakhumbula ukuthi sibili kubakhona bake babotshwa sibili bekuhulumende kamnumzana umgabe kodwa hhayi bacina nje sebeyekelwa so-ke asixoxeni khona manje likubona njani udaba lolo libona nzani umnanga kwawenza into eyiyo kumbe nje uyagida nje khonokho kuthiwa-ke utshengisela ukuthi ufuna ukuthi abantu bamkhethe so ungani kunjalo-ke please
of course we have our first guest we introduce him shortly of course we just want to acknowledge those who are already following on our Facebook page Ro Go ari kuti fair thank you so much Kenny Sunday tapinda pa live to guys I mean Midrand Johannesburg thank you so much David Sixpence fair Machipanda border post tinotenda Tinashe Mumba says ndifonereiwo call me we'll try to call you Tinashe Mumba Doubt Murwisi ari kudawo kufonerwa uyu tichange tichikufonerai let me introduce our first guest it's a human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga Mr. Mavinga good evening
good evening blessing and Gibbs thank you and good evening to the listeners
thank you so much for joining us Gibbs you can fire away
what's your take Mr. Mavinga on these arrests that are going on you know in Zimbabwe
So far, it appears that this could be retributive justice agenda and selective in that the targets so far are almost exclusively the vanquished G40 faction of ZANU-PF and not the criminals around the current president, as it were. So this is the worrying challenge that it appears is not wholesome. It's not comprehensive, but we are looking at a selective application of the law. It's not only that. It's not serious enough, because if you look at some of the cases that we hear in the courts of ministers being arrested for having, you know, bags of maize or beans on their property or expired maize seed, like in the case of Joseph Made. So it seems there hasn't been any comprehensive and thorough investigation. But it appears the end result might be just arrest and humiliation and arrest harassment and not a comprehensive anti-corruption drive.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mavinga, your critics and backers of the president will say, no, the issues that you want to be investigated might need a lot of evidence gathering. And the president must start somewhere, and he's starting with the lowest hanging fruits. There's nothing wrong with that. Those big ones will come later.
I don't think that would be a proper and systematic way to deal with corruption in Zimbabwe, which is so endemic. What is needed is to look at the big issues, begin investigations, do it properly, and not rush to arrest as if it is persecution by prosecution or simply targeting opponents. Why just go for G40 ministers, as it were? There is also hanging fruit on the other side. We have had cases in the public of public accusations of corruption against ministers like, say, Robert Mpofu or others. Those can be acted upon. Why take this selective approach? And also, why not have a deeper investigation? Why not have the police do their work properly and not appear to be driven by the need for publicity that so-and-so minister of G40 has been arrested and not necessarily the rate of conviction? What we want to focus on is how many people have been properly arrested, subjected to due process of law, and convicted. How many convictions are we counting? None so far.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
But do you foresee any convictions, Mr. Mavinga?
At this rate and with the kind of issues that are being put on the charge sheets, I doubt very much. You know, when someone like former Minister Mzempi is accused of donating television sets to church organizations, surely, I don't see any serious convictions. What I'm looking forward to, if Mnangagwa is serious, investigations into the companies and individuals who siphoned diamond revenue from Marange. Those companies must be held accountable. And we want to see a big amount that we can talk about, not this petty case that they are talking about 30 bags of maize here or 30 bags of sugar beans on Makosinfe Ngwane farm. That is not serious work at the moment. It's just harassment of opponents. Investigations into the dubious Grace Mugabe doctrine, these are not serious issues of corruption. What we want is to look at the core of corruption, which is systematic. And so far, nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller, Blessing. Is Lubabu Makaya, Baba Makaya, Kunjan?
It's
generally Igatla Sibili. Kunjan, Lapa Kona Kona Ngapu?
Kuyachisa ngifike lamhlanje ngivele eZimbabwe kodwa ngihlangana lakho ilanga lithisa ngapho.
Ungaphi khonapho useBotswana kumbe eSouth Africa?
ngiseSouth Africa eMpumalanga province.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. So akutsho baba uyabona ukuthi abantu bayabotshwa khona ngale Zimbabwe ungathini ngakho khonokho?
So yani ayikhuluma azanga kahle ukuthi iprogram ibinjani.
Ye kukhanya kula bantu ababotshwayo nje sikhuluma kunje abanjengo-Ignatius Chombo kuzobuya uJoseph Made labanye ababe ngabaphatha intambo bakahulumende kusesekulo mgabe esikhundleni. So baba tshela ukuthi abanye kuthiwa bafumbathiswa, abanye kuthiwa babe ngenzi kuhle besemahofisini njalo abanye ngokungathembeki nje. So kubona njani khonokho?
Kungana kuqondile but engingabashwala-ke ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa njengoprezidenti okhona kathesi ngesikhathi usabusa umgabi sisazi kahle ukuthi uhulumende wakukhona obebe-corruption ebona loba mbani laye uMnangagwa obephakathi ukuthi kathesi ngasebebotsha usexaca yena angabe sexaca ukuthi yena useninjani ukusiphi isimo ngokuthi khona yikho kungasisiza ukuze sibone ukuthi for sure lifana ne-corruption okuqondileyo.
So ke wena ubona zani-ke ukubotshwa kwabo lokhu yikudlala ngesikhathi nje vela kulalithoza phuma
nxa kuyikho nokuyana vele sesikwazi Mnangagwa sasekuzama kade kuyikudlala ngesikhathi but singakwazi kade kuloba esizitshela ukuthi uhulumende omutsha mhlawumbe yikho sithi sifuna ukuthi kucace ukuthi kade sekusekwenza njani laphana vele kade bebotshwa nje emehleni yabantu ngale nkundla bakhishe but asazi kade sukuthi ba ngingakekuzadlala indima enjani.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu baba Makaya, sibongele kakhulu. Ungathinela kusasa.
Ngiyabonga baba, zitshone kahle.
Hayi lawe utshone kahle khona ngapha. So that was Mr. Makaya is in Mpumalanga, South Africa. You are saying, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa should come clean, you know, because he used to be in a government that was accused of, you know, corruption and all those kind of things. And where does he stand himself, you know, in terms of this corruption? Of course, he wants people to be investigated. But what about him? So he's got that big question, I think.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist based here in Seattle, Washington State in the U.S. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Yebo, njani bakithi?
Ngiyaphila. Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila uthini? UChrist.
Oh, blessing.
No, blessing. So, Ulamo keeps
up. Yes, blessing.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Gibbs, you get fired.
So basically, first we'll start this conversation in English, then we can use our own languages. So, how do you, what's your take actually on these arrests?
Mina, I'm calling
myself. I'm calling myself.
Okay, I think these arrests are a good sign to me as an individual and someone who's been following politics in Zimbabwe, because I see someone who is trying to show us that he's genuine. He's trying to move from where they were to the next step. If he took over and he did nothing, I would be the first person to complain. But he took over in November, and you can see some significance. If you are going to look at someone who has eight farms, And they build houses like they are building castles in Scotland. Where did they get that money? The only thing that I can add on is that there are still some people that are within the government that is keeping in the ministry that I believe they also deserve to be arrested. Because he's trying to set an example. Zimbabwe had gone into corruption, so much corruption from the top to the lowest person in the country. And he is telling you, I am going to be a no-nonsense person. I'm not going to tolerate the same kind of corruption that we had in the previous government. And that's what I understand, and I believe, I'm speaking for myself, I need to give him a chance. I can't start complaining now. I want to look at those arrests and see where they are going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start complaining.
Yeah, but some are saying, if you look at all those arrests, everyone who has mm-hmm. been arrested is a perceived member of the so-called G40 faction that has now been vanquished, and people are saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this.
Yeah, I see, I understand politics,
mm-hmm.
and I participated in the liberation struggle, and I understand what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the United States, I've lived in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
If you take someone to court, like he's taking them to court, and I'm sure he has reasons why those people, he has arrested those people, and he will bring them to the court. But if they are brought to the court and we find that their arrest has been political, then I would be concerned that he did that to eliminate them. I don't see whether he did that to eliminate them or there's something that we don't know as citizens why they have been arrested. And I wish he could arrest more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would be happy to see him going after his own colleagues that are currently in the government. But I can't say the G40 because I don't know who the G40 is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think so far he has arrested 40 people. If he wanted to arrest the G40, I wish he could also put Grace Mugabe in there because she was also part of the G40.
She is being investigated. They've hinted that an arrest might actually be coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't know what those crimes those people committed.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when people investigate, it doesn't matter which part of the world. There's an investigation in this country where I live. And people get arrested after an investigation. Let's give them a chance. And let those people get arrested and get arrested. If they're arrested and tried in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So, ngxenye yabuyela kuwe ngamafishane 7 ngesiNdebele ukuthi pho-ke ubona ngazani kuya ngaphi konoku kubotshwa kwabantu laba ngamafishane 7?
Bazahambe e-court baba. Bayefakwa phambi kwamahlawuli izindaba. Nxa bengenzanga lutho, bazakhutshwa. Nxa kulolutho abalwenzileyo bazahambe ejele. Lingakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ukuthi ibisinjani. IZimbabwe ibisi-corrupt. And I understand his definition of corruption. Definition of corruption kuye ngendlela akufaka ngayo kuskulu e-adresa abantu e-South Africa. He says if a teacher goes to work and they don't teach, ngesikhathi befanele befundise, i-corruption. Nxa ungunesi ungahamba esibhedlela uyesebenza kumele usebenze ufike ungasebenzi uyenze ezinye izinto zakho. That corruption. And i-corruption eZimbabwe is deep. And ukuthi size sesabe ukuthi siye singenza i-corruption sizabotshwa kumele set an example. It's unfortunate ukuthi abantu laba asebabophile labantu kade beku-opposition yakhe. Sizabona after the next election whether abazamu-opposa uzababopha. Then we can start complaining. Because thina kasikho besingekho phakathi kwezandla esiphandle. Umlangagwa ubephakathi kwezandla. And ngabe kuthiwa abantu bezandla bona abanye ababephakathi kwezandla babuza ukuthi kathi mnangagwa uthobo umbophelani. kumbe kuba it's possible G40 yona leyo there is something that they did that we don't know.
Mhm.
Anto kase kuba investigate imali zama diamond.
Kunjalo.
Siyakwazi ukuthi zathathwa mbali.
Mhm.
Nxa kungasethwanga investigations we will never know. And I want to say one thing about politics here in Zimbabwe. Politicians are politicians, and they will always be politicians. They will not change. But when someone comes, a seat of government is Zambuchinja, is it? Ati mamgele nini sibon tuza weyama. Singa zimbi.
Yes.
Singa genzi luto.
Yes.
Because mina lata, mina ngzele matetele lendi. En nga ulan, selu tinga selo, nga bantuban kaya banga gecholocho. Bebula wa ikukura undi. But I'm saying to myself, even if you're not in trouble, they're not going to come back. Mm. But Zimbabwe is a country that has to move on. And the same people, when I love But the same people that are asking Umnangagwa now, I'm a politician, I would ask them questions about coming. For instance, we had this Zambezi Water Project. It never came anyway. But why this Zambezi Water Project to what?
Yes, Umnangagwa, siyabuya kuwe khonapho ke. So she's saying that, you know, Mr. Umnangagwa was trying to set an example of how to tackle corruption and should be given a chance. Basically, that's what she's saying.
Okay.
So we'll go back to it.
I think we have a caller. Tina Advocate Magadi.
How are you, sir?
Iwa Tirinani Kuriseigo.
I'm fine, but I think what is happening, it is quite clear. The issue is let's give government chance.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen is maybe a continuation of what was happening with the former president. The same, some of these guys were being investigated.
Advocate, your line is bad. If you may move a little bit from where you are, maybe it might help.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying maybe what we are seeing is a continuation of the same investigation which even started during the previous government.
Mm-hmm.
And as you rightly said, these are the low hanging fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we got cut off.
The lines are really bad.
The lines are bad. You know, especially one particular network.
Mm-hmm.
Which we are not going to mention, but it has been giving us problems since morning. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Blessing.
Yes, you heard what Ms. Ndlovu said, that at least Mr. Mnangagwa is doing something. There is need to give him time.
No, I do not agree, Blessing, because this is exactly what they want. To give the impression that they are doing something. Because, look, if you are going to deal with corruption, you might as well do it properly. You know, when you talk of the courts, let's also look at the independence of those institutions. What we need here is, let's take, for example, former Minister Ignatius Chombo. What was the charge? You know, he was released after having been tortured, and then he was then picked up on a second charge, which was pure harassment. That was being a criminal nuisance for wearing regalia of ZANU-PF without permission. So when you talk of the arrest as a headline, it looks like it's something that's happening, but it's completely pointless because now it's no longer about corruption. It's just something that is very petty, and that would not result in a conviction on issues of corruption on a large scale.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what is happening. It's just harassment, which does not go to the root of dealing comprehensively or wholesomely with corruption.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
Yes, I'm also a colleague. Umnunza na tioma fingers. Laban toba bi lapetu wa nokala ge ngutizaya. Baba tizaya kunjan. Baba tizaya kumbi ngutizaya. Tizaya. Yeah, umnunza na kunjan. kanye ifoni yakhe sidle bayibayi
lines are bent
eh amalines angkhona wanza asebenza siyambuyelela futhi sizame ke ubaba ungwenya oh desire kuthiwa khona eh
hello
yeah unjani
khona hello
yeah sasikuzwa baba I think bebe ngakungenisanga kuhle lapha emphakathini
okay
so uthini wena ngodaba lolu mnumzane
angizaba
uthini ngalokho kubotshwa kwabantu ezibapho siyabona ukuthi baningi kakhulu asebedojiwe lapho Chombo kuzobuya Walter Chidakwa Walter Mzembe badojwa sibili wena ukubona njani khonokho
mina ngicabanga ukuthi kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba iZANU-PF nge-corruption beyivele ihamba phambili kwaziwa vele ukuthi bebagcwele i-corrupt so lo phethe ebazi laba abakade benza i-corruption ufuna babophi impela hayi angabangabadlalisi ngoba labantu baluthe kakhulu ama-resources e-country lathi ifamily kaMgabe naye kufuna azababopha zayena kuyifamily kaMgabe angahloniphuli ukuthi uMgabe umdala akambophi unkosikazi kaMgabe nawe kuboshwe nabantwana bakhe ngoba kade bedlala ngemali yonke indawo abantu bezimbabwe behlupheka so maye senza kanjalo umnankawa ecaleni bengimzoni impela bengingamthandi kodwa ngendlela angathi ayenza ngakhona izinto nje kufina nami sengisho ukuthi hhayi into ayenzayo i-right ngiyamsupporta kwezinye izinto kakhulu
o yebo so usungazani susofuthela inhliziyo sibonakani hhayi ungani indoda esebenzayo
yona indoda esebenza kodwa kungeke ngisho ngoba namhlanje kukhulunywa ngakuthi ngeke ngisho ngendlela iZANU-PF ehleleke ngakhona ngoba indlela ehleleke ngakhona yona angiyisupport lokhu ngingakhuluma ngelinye ilanga uma ngabe kuyakhulunywa mhlawumbe ngazama ukungena ngale langa nikhuluma nge-Unity Day ukuthi i-Unity Day injani ngangizophawula lapho ukuthi hayi mina i-Unity Day angiyiboni into efanele i-celebrate especially kulolu hlangothi lasemathebeleleni ngoba ngendlela iZANU-PF ehleleke ngakhona I accommodate unit. It was just ukuvala abantu imigomo lokhuya. But into ayenza kwamanje kuright.
Uyibona ngizani kodwa lo muntu ozagwetshwa yini? Uzokuthi ajombo sebegwetshelwe kodwa. Kungenzakala khona?
Into engingayazi kungakuhle kakhulu. Singajabula kakhulu. Even nabo Jonathan Moyo balandele labakhona baboshwa. Ngoba angithi uJonathan Moyo isikhathi enguminista angazi bathi kunemali ayisebenzise endaweni engafanelanga ayisebenzise khona and wayechoma ngakho embuluza ngakho e-proud ngakho ngathi into e-right siyasibona kwamanye amazwe uminista mayisebenzisa imali ye-ministry la angafanelanga ayisebenzise khona uyaboshwa uyakhishwa esikhundleni aboshwa kodwa umgabo ubelibele abacommodate eqhubeka nabo futhi bejabulela i-corruption so ngicabanga ukuthi ma ngababopha kanjalo mnangakazi aboke ne-family kamgabe ngoba ku-obvious i-family kamgabe i-corrupt
Yes.
Ngoba ngabheka nokuthi unkosikazi wakhe wathola njani i-degree ubheke ukuthi abantwana bakhe bebedlala kanjani ngemali ubheke ukuthi amapulazi bebewathatha kanjani ubheke yonke into le umkhwenyana bobephethe lapha kwa-eZimbabwe yonke leyo nto kufanele ababophi impela babuyise ezinye imali abazithatha
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke disa isibongombani mnumzane
uNdlovu
sibongela Ndlovini ungathi nakusasa
all right ngiyabonga
ye so that is Mr. Disa he says Mr. Mnangagwa is doing the right thing and is actually softened his heart towards him. Says, yeah, he appears to be a man who is working very hard. But he says he doesn't trust his ZANU-PF. Whatever they're doing is good, but he has to actually look into exactly how they're doing things. So he says the best thing is for Mnangagwa to also use ZAC to arrest people like Jonathan Moyo. He says the allegations against Moyo of corruption, and even the first lady, says if possible, and his kids, and even his son-in-law, all of them should be arrested. Then I'm told we've got Mr. Ngwenya on the line. Baba Ngwenya, kunjani? Stella, uthini Stella?
Eh, ngiyaphila mani, injani impilo kodwa?
Ngiyaphila, ungabona ngona Stella.
Ngiye papa vuya.
Kunjani Goli?
Hayi, kuri kurathi nje, ngani kulo moya manje, ngiyavunguza.
Yeah, nathi udaba ke Stella lapha. Ukhanya kuyabotshwa abantu abanjanga abochombo, oWalter Chidakwa, oMzembi. Bonke lapho so wena ubona njani
I know man into enhle kakhulu le ubonisa khona ukuthi uMnangagwa yindoda omele siyetende empeleni mina ngokubona kwami mina ngizobona ngibona ngenye indlela ethukileyo kancane yesi abantu bamzondala ubaba ikakhulu ekwena emadebhereleni nge-ground yebo hhayi athi kuyani lokuyana kodwa-ke umuntu anti uyacholelwa kuphela mayezivuma izono zakhe angithi kodwa lokhu akwenzayo kuyiphathi yokuzama ukuklina laphana ngenxa yokuthi vele bethe kungcole kakhulu kuZANU laphana siyakubonga thina ngoba ma simbone senza kanje empeleni akusikho ukuthi uthenga amehlo abantu kodwa masimbona la ngendlela lokuba ayesimamele ngendlela adikhuluma ngayo. No man, ilindoda uyazama ukuthi alungise ibizwe, uyazama ukuqina laphana ngoba vele kumele aqale etanyele laphana etafuleni andikwane itafuleni yani ukuze abeke ukudla kokuqina laphana engabekile ke kungcolile kunjalo. So mayeyenza iqina prayer ayenzayo siyajabula, siyakubonga lokuyana. Yebo, asimnikezeni ithuba lomuntu kakhulu thina amaNdebele asibonelayo, ake simnikeze ithuba kuyafika isikhathi aze futhi nakithi azoxolisa. Nginethemba kathi uma izinto sezi-right uzobuya azoxolisa, sozayeke ngoba awukhulume kakhulu ngoxolo simzwile. Konke lokuyana siyakubonga. Zonke izigebengu zezane obekade ziwona mbethiwa i-G40 leyo thina kasikwazi sikubiza sithi izane ngoba akuvele kuyizane. So naye ma eziza ukuthi uyingwenya kabonise ubungwenya bakhe ngoba njengamanje simdeke ngamehlokozi kakhulu ukuthi ufuna ukwenzani, uzoyenzani. Ma ebabopha laba bantu ngeqiniso thi babona begwetshwa bevalelwa o-50 years besejele, abanye behlala mpela odilika jele o-90 years o-95 years kuthi zikudu mani ku-right lokuyani vele yikho esikufunayo. Izigebengu kazivalelwe zonke, sesekubuyelwa futhi laphana kuyehlala futhi etafuleni, sesekudekwa labantu ababeletha abantu ngo-2008 babanjwe futhi nabo bafakwe emthethwandaba baziwe. Kubuye kubuyelwe futhi eseqala futhi naye lapha khona umnangakho ukuthi i-good ground uphendule esithini ngoba lapho sifuna ukumuzwa futhi esiphendula
awuphendula
yes sikuze simxolela ngithi kumele asiphendule nge-good ground engabe lokho esithi simxolele yes sizamxolela kodwa aqale aphendule kuqala ukuthi waye kwakuhamba njani ngoba lathi kuyazigida sinje asikwazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani sabona abadala bephongukulawo phambi kwethu nabanye abafowethu bafa asazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani.
Aubona
simnikezeni ithuba mani.
Awubona ngesibonge kakhulu, sitshele ungathini wakusasa.
Ngiyabonga mani, ngiyabonga kakhulu hamba.
Okay, bye bye sitshele. So that is Mr. Sitshela Ngwenya is saying that Mnangagwa is doing a good job. He says, you know, he's a person that has been seeking for help, you know, not help per se. He has been trying to say people should forgive him for whatever happened, you know, during the cook-around times and, you know, for people to actually, you know, live together in a, like a family. So he says, no, if it comes to the people, then apologizes, people are going to respect that and respect him more than any other person that has ruled Zimbabwe. He says, what he would like to see is the arrest of other people. If they're jailed for 50 years, 90 years for life and all those kind of things, he'll rejoice. Because he'll say, yes, Mr. Mnangagwa is actually doing a lot of things. And he says he must remember to also arrest those that actually killed people in 2008 and those that committed the Kukraund atrocities. So he'll be happy to see all that. And then he had a term that he used. He said Mnangagwa is literally draining the swamp. You know,
so, in Donald Trump style.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mavinga. Mavinga.
Hello, Ndripano. Hello.
Tombo Odzoka kwa Muri Murugunzu. Hava muari kutai wa vamna ngagwa. Nufana kuti va tangire panichimo shidano. Vombo bata bata idzodzi. Ripo idzi zavaru kuona idzodzi. Theni kumberu kukada shibvira. Wozo ongo raizo zema ngoda zirikudiwa newanu wakawanda izi.
Haa kwete, atinga adi kubatana kumezo chidaro. Chiripo ndeche kuti, nyaya ze uori, zino da kuti zitambwe ne kwarakwaru. Zitwe ne mazo, ne mapuri sabatika katere kufaya pia shakanaka. Pasa kukite chiri, zange che kubanira kuna kusinga wanu. Pasa na nyaya ino batika iripo. Shakare uko, Ripo dzinogona kuzovatadzisa kuti vatambe nyaya idzi. Makaona imini kuti pakasungwa vatombo pakutanga. Vakapa chikumbiro kudare redzimhosva kuti dei vapa umboo neuchapupu hwavo pativande vachiti nekuti zvikazivikanwa nenyika yese zvinorera hazvizokuti zvakanaka. Ndochekutanga. Chepiri tinoona kuti vatombo vakasiyiwa nenyaya iyoyo. Ndokubva vazobatwa vachinzi vapatirwa nyaya yei. Nyaya yekupfeka kepesi. Asi nyika inenge ichiudzwa kunzi inyaya yehuori. Zvino kupfeka kepesi hungava huori here nai vazulu. Ndoro yatingati korupsheni yacho here iri kutaurwa iyoyo. Kana kuti uyo aimbova gurukota rezvemasports Makosini Chongwane ozi afungirwa kunzi ane masaga akati wandei ebeans ndizvo here. Mozi hanzi vari kubata nyaya dzehuori. Kwete, ngatitegei kubatana kumeso kana kuhwanda nemunwe. Muridzo wembwa ndoumwe tete. Ngazvive nechitete zvinhu zviri kuitwa izvi, kwete kuti zvoita sekuti inyaya dzegipoti dziri kutambwa kwete.
Tinotenda zvikuru Vadhewa Mavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the anti-corruption drive launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is coming after the ouster of former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, after the military said it was stepping in because, of course, amongst others, the issue of corruption that they were alleging that Mr. Mugabe was not handling very well. And Mr. Mnangagwa has promised to deal with corruption. Some are saying this is very positive and he's in the right direction. Yet others are saying no, they don't agree with Mr. Mnangagwa because he seems to be targeting his political opponents, the vanquished so-called G40 cabal. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a lot of people that are posting messages on Facebook, and one of them is Mark. Mark writes, "This is not a fight. This is not a fight against corrupt leaders, but a factional battle between the two factions." Then Tutuzwa Msunduzwa says, "Can you call me, guys? I'm at Oliver Tambo Airport." Mm-hmm. Then Noma Kabo says, "These arrests are a smokescreen." And then for Sakile Liline, Duncan Komo, Costa Manzini, thank you so much for joining us. Sindisa Nyati, Tembani Tube, Peter Nyoni, and Tembegile Matlangu Mchimba. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lisichasile khonapha. Likhona lani siyalibona. And then kule omnye message ethunyezwe khona manje nguTabani. UTabani uthi limfoni lefo yethu. So I'm told we've got a caller.
Yes, Nemwe Mterere. Makadi. Aiwa, tiripo munoitwa vani? Nhare yacho haisi kunyatsonzwika. Munogona kumbofamba here? Phone dzacho dziri kuti netsei. Gibbs.
So I've got some two other messages.
Yes.
And one from Shapiro Moyo, who says, "Can you call me?" Including Tozi Simpofu. He says, "I'm in Bulawayo. Call me now, please." Mm-hmm. So I think we've got a problem, like you said, about this specific network, which is not allowing us to call people the way we're supposed to. And then Nomakabo also writes, "It sounds like the victims of Kukuraunda are willing to forgive Mr. Mnangagwa fully. So why is he not apologizing and compensating the victims?" So I think it goes along with this kind of corruption thing. And then, as I said, Indlangamanzi, Jamela says, "I'm watching you guys too." So thank you so much for those that are watching us. And Ntokozi Simpofu says, please, call me now. So do you have anybody?
I think we also have Bigis Tole who says, "Ndiriku che. Thank you so much. We have John Mugwagwa, arikuseka akapa. Stephen Lewantu Mkudu, arikuti, no, he is the same as Mugabe. Then Chanda Piwa Takawira, arikuti, let's give Mnangagwa a chance to see how he is going to perform. Then thank you so much, Crispin Karewere, Kaware-were. In Cape Town, then Justice Manzongo says, "Prison is a place where big thieves keep small ones." This is a quotation from the late Dr. Edson Mudadirwa Robo in 1979.
Yes.
He said that, of course, a prison is a place where big criminals keep small ones.
Certainly. Then we've got Elliot Mukome, who's in Beira in Mozambique. He says, hi, guys. Thank you for joining us, Mukome. Then we've got Neo Leo Pogatsu, who says, it's laughable, to say the least, what is going on in Zimbabwe. Then Ernest Ngube says, what is G40 as compared to the president himself that instructed the butchering, alleged butchering of people in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces? Derek Wungwe says, Mnangagwa 2018 is collecting state revenue from those who actually looted. So he's saying this is a clever way of getting money, you know, for the government. And then Ernest Ngube says, the wall of ZANU-PF needs to be arrested. And then Albert Mufundo says, what about the $15 billion from diamond revenues? Mm-hmm. Then Moses Selo writes, it's a question actually. Mm-hmm. Says, is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa himself clean? I think maybe this begs some kind of commentary from our friend here who is Mr. Tawama Vinga. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Mavinga, here's a question. Is Mr. Mnangagwa himself clean? Of course, we can make allegations, right? Oh, Mavinga is gone as well. So it's me and you now. So do we have any other caller there?
We don't have messages? Any. We have messages, of course, on our Facebook page. We'll try to connect with Mr. Dewa Mafinga. Mm-hmm. Phones, like we said, bear with us. They are a bit problematic, but we are doing our best. Mm-hmm. And Tina Philip Munjaranji are good live in Tekwini. Thank you so much, Philip. Frederick 20p are good here. Dewa is spot on. Stephen Lewanto Mukudu says, I grew up with Dewa. Interesting. Stephen, and then we have Rufaro Esther Argutie and Iskunzwa Dex. You have to learn, sure. That's true, Esther. You have to learn. Minangia doba doba.
Yeah, well, you are trying, but...
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, I know you. Best.
Yeah, everyone is saying I'm doing very well.
Okay, we'll get it. I'm not saying it.
Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the... issue of corruption in Zimbabwe with President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying that he's going to crack down on corrupt officials. And so far, quite a number of former ministers have been arrested, including a former finance minister and the last finance minister appointed by President Robert Mugabe, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, the likes of Walter Muzembi, the former foreign affairs minister, Walter Chidagwa, mines minister, and others, a provincial governor, Machaya, of the Midlands province. He has also been arrested. Mm-hmm. But of course, critics of the president are saying he is not doing enough, and he is also focusing on, you know, what Mr. Mavinga referred to, those who store petty cash, not the real alleged looters.
Yes, Baba Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, salibona liba.
Yeah, what is that about?
Spile kakulu, Mpofini, uwu piko lapa, Mpofu.
Mese perio hii, bro.
Ah, wanege, hibi zombani, Mpofini.
Nina wakwenje le Thomas Mpofu mbekhe nenkayi.
Ah, ubona ke cha khelitala. So wena ubona njani ukubotshwa kwabantu kona pa ke? Eh, abanja ngabotshombo, omzembi, ochitakwa, labanye bachiyene.
Ngiyakubona baba kodwa ke mawu kangela kahle kahle. Izano vele isukele ekuqaleni yakhumbula iSandura Commission iwele kwethi scandal. Usiza uzozofika lo hlupho labogugurawondo omramba tsina. Uze futhi wena la madoda abakhuluma Mnangagwa ungeke uthole i-bookshelf yabo ukuthi ungathenga ibhuli kaMnangagwa. Ulifunde ukuthi eqalisa ukuba i-youth ejoyina izano engena kwi-liberation strike, i-activities yakhe yayingathi i-biological yakhe asiyazi ukuthi zethu beuhamba kanjani. So into njengazo lezo ngiyathanda ukuthi thina sibe sikhula lami ngikhule ngidabuketa kuzaphu zigijima ngabotshwa lami ngatshaywa kakhulu ngamabhunu. njalo ukaleni wabheka abantu bachisela imizi ngamabhunu kulanto ababulawayo kuthiwa ngabathengisi abakhulumi ngabo abantu abaye babakhula izimbabwe abantu badutshula abanye amayouth esasilawo bethutshulwa amabhunu abanye babulawa abakhulumi ngakho iyachisa imizi akukhulunywa ngakho manje kukhulunywa ngokuthi khona kulala abantu be-corruption kodwa uma ukhumbula usikhuze watshaya ingoma ethiyo na i-crisida kwafonya vumba abakhulumi izani indala nge-corruption so okwamanje ukuthi thina sithi siyaesikhule siyibona sihluphe ngesikhathi senti silama-50 years manje azange sisebenze ekhaya zange vele sithole lutho mele examination ngabhadala kodwa zange ngithole ama-examination tefasi bathiwa amatisha ngesikhathi segugrawundu vele hayi mina kwakuthiwa ngishile vele kodwa babona ukuthi ngasaphila kubenzima baba kodwa indoda le ngayizwe ikhulumayo kodwa ayiqiniswa bikho ngoba ngabe kuthiwa kulamabhuku akho ayabhala ama-leaders ethu alamabhuku abhalayo ukuthi sifunde nge-autobiography yabo ukuthi babe senzani bazasenzelani can read from there but manje hayi kunzima ukuthi sithole isiqiniso kibo laba
kodwa ubona zani libona abasebebojiwe-ke bazagwetshwa yini kumbe lapha-ke lize kuphela
maybe kungaba i-smoke screen nje ukuthi siyakashisa phela abantu ama-politicians they talk what they see people want to hear that's what they talk about then ekwenzeni kwabo kube kude kakhulu kudila iminyaka ethize beli-promisile into abazalenzela yona so babheka ndi-situation ukuthi hhayi abantu manje bafuna ukutshelwa lokhu basitshele lokhu abasitshela khona sijabule ngalezo sikhathi sithi bazasenzeka hhayi basidlilise kancane sithole ukuthi siyahlupheka siya phambi
siyabonga kakhulu baba mpofu ungadinwa kusasa mnumzana
ngiyabonga baba
ye siyabonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Mpofu he says if Mr. Mnangagwa is doing well it cannot be measured against his own background because he doesn't know a thing about his bio you know he's of course he's a president but he's not well known in terms of you know who exactly he is says maybe he committed a lot of crimes maybe he's corrupt people want to know all those kind of things and he says ZANU-PF has got a very good history of corruption so that's how he sees it.
Of course, we are not a court of law, and all these are allegations until a court of law rules otherwise. They remain allegations. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive. Of course, the weekly newspapers were reporting last week that former President Robert Mugabe's family might be targeted. There was even a hint that one of the cases that was being investigated involved murder, Gibbs, allegedly by a member of the First Family. This is according to the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, or ZAC. And of course, we did try to bring on board the chief investigator in the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, Mr. Goodson Nguni. Unfortunately, he said he was not available today and was trying to get us someone to talk to, the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. But unfortunately, the lines are bad. Next time, we'll certainly try to bring them on board. But those are some of the issues that they're investigating, like you mentioned earlier on, that even the degree allegedly attained by former First Lady Grace Mugabe is being investigated. You know, ZAC is saying there are no records at all at the University of Zimbabwe about that particular degree. So it's an issue that they are investigating. And of course, issues of diamonds allegedly that disappeared. But of course, they remain just allegations, but the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission says it is investigating. And the last time I talked to Mr. Nguni, actually, you were saying that they are dealing with 482 cases.
Yeah. Quite a lot of
you see that they are looking at. So quite a number of cases, Gibbs.
Yes, we had a caller, but his phone just cut off. And then we've got Henry Makura, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa. I don't see the difference between these guys and those that are street workers. So then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu says, send corner, can you call me again? So she sent us a number there on Facebook. I guess we are going to access her. Then Zexis Kauke says, I'm happy to watch you guys live from Washington. And this is my first time. Good job, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, there's Cesar Chuma, who says, what about those who looted farms? And some of these farms were used as kickbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tetepi Zulu says, Linjan Bafowetu is in Botswana. And then we've got several other people who are actually watching. Thank you so much, Tokas Wobe, you're saying you're watching us. Carl Marunga is also around. He says, please call me if you can. Hazel Mata Buzwane Tube says, yeah, but let's not hip everybody or paint everybody with the same brush. You must give us substantive, tangible evidence as to what each individual looted. Remember, being a thief has its roots from one's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something new today, right?
Tinam Koma Mandike Variparunare Magadi. Mkoma Mandike?
Ndiriku kunzai.
Taurai zvenyitidzwe tikutaura nyaya dzeworids.
Iyo nyaya iri kuitwa namunangagwa ndofunga itori nyaya yakatoya naka iyeyo. Zvasiyana nezvaiitwa navamugabe pamakore apfuura. Nekuti zvitori nani kuti vanosungwa vasungwe pane kuti pashayikwa anosungwa. Izvo varitoita zvitori nani zvo nekuti iyo ndova yamosi ndovanyatsoziva mbavha kuti yanga iri hombe ndeipi zvichiteera nezvigaro zvavo zvichiita zvakadaro. Kerekazvo vabata vamunangagwa ezvilongu vabata dzimwe mbavha dzimwe dzose idzi. Bhava ngadzisungwe tiri kwaisi ngaite ropa ichiendera mberi even nyange nekumaruzevha chaivo ngaitopinda kumakanselors nekumasabhuku whomever aita that kind of corruption atombobatwa nenyaya dzakaita saidzodzo zvonga ndomanzi mashomashoma andingangoda kuti ndingotaura tiro kwaiye sakanaka sinamboiti ngavabate vanhu vangavasungwe chibage singaora shuwa kuora mumba vanhu vachifana nzara vachiiine nzara chibage chinzitaurira mumba makambozona kupi ivevo
I want to note that Skurua Mandik. Mr. Mandik says he supports what President Mnangagwa is doing, but of course, want to emphasize that all these are allegations.
Yes.
You know, of course, people on air, they are fond of saying, oh, so and so is corrupt.
Or is
you know, that is up to the courts to decide whether one is corrupt or not. You know, in law, they say you are innocent until proven guilty. Of course, that's what we want to emphasize. But Mkoma Mandiki is saying Mr. Mnangagwa is starting somewhere. He should take this even to the, you know, villages, because he's alleging that there are some councillors.
Was selling land.
So he's saying they too must be investigated, and he's commending the president for doing this.
And then we've got Shapiro on Facebook. Shapiro Moyo says, call me. You know, his country code is 90. I don't know which country that is. And then we've got Sakile Liline who say, I'm watching you guys. Great topic. We are enjoying it. Then Ruben Lovu says, Sabona Tube, says corner. Ruben, thank you so much. And give us your number. We'll call you right now. Do you have any caller there?
I think we have Mkoma Forward. Magadi Mkoma Forward.
Novara Mkoma Forward.
Kuno kuri nani chando chete?
Uno kune chando chokupisa mai.
Zvakaoma, right? Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzinodai ini ndinowira zvaari kutaura. Bhozi ZANU-PF igomo rakasara nemakudo. Mamwe makudo haachanzimo. Aya asara anotora mamwe ouya osungirira pamutete pemunda kuti uya muone paya pamaria kana pataria. Apa ari kusungirirwa mune mabarwe futi.
Saka areke achisungirira makudo ndiana.
Mamwe acho iwawo ari ino iwawo akatofanana namunangagwa ndati igomo remakudo rese. Anotora mamwe asingachanzimo kuti uyaone paya pawairi aone paonaira apa.
andi mazona mai saka kuti iwo mabaro arimo are kokurya are kokurya kuti andorya nekuti iwo agara asara iwawo ari kurya zvirimo izvezo andi mazona mai saka kuti kuti vanonga gwapa pane zvavari kuita chaiziya zvinooneka hapana vari kufamba nenhenda yeshure kuti muri kundiona here tinoona kuti kubini baba iziso chazvatichioni corruption yacho anotaura chavaita chaikuru chinooneka chiri bcause isu zvati tinezvinei zvakare kumbirai kangai wakaba 300 million
vainzi vakaba handiti ka
gmb achiri minister of agriculture asi haana kusunga tikatora dzananyagumbo tikatora dzakawandisa ndichaona kuti kufamba vakaita nhenda yashure kwaari kuita kuti vanhu vasaona kuti chii chekutora nzito ndezve ndingangotaura kuti nekugiana mazinga zvaari kutaura kuti ndo zviri kuitika namunangagwa kuti ja tiri kuona zvaari kuita regai paanotangira papatu paangatanga kutanga ipapo iro rwizi rwese rwakatodira kare zvikatopera saka hapasina paanotangira apa kungotanda nyadzi kuti semunhu wagadzwa nenzira dzizidzo semunhu waitemura chigaro kuti uone kuti zvingaenda nepi zvingada kubatwa nepapi unongoti apa bate se hapana chinooneka kana chinobuda hazvina shumo saka corruption yacho anotaura kuti iri kuda kuzama ndeipi kana yaari kuzama hatisi kuiona izvi hatino kumboona kana munhu wani achadzwa hatisi kuona munhu wani kana kuti wazi zvakati wasora uri pakati aa
aiwasaka
ndo zvidatokotaura izvi maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma forward that's some comma forward there using you know
some metaphors eh?
Yes a lot of them of course likening Zanu PF to a troop of baboons he said that you know they all go to the field steal maize
yeah
you know but occasionally they will penalize a few baboons yes they kick them out and then they tie them somewhere and say you've been stealing maize but yeah. You know they've been doing it together yeah. You know so he said that he's a man of little faith yeah. He says I mean this government cannot handle it because you know it's not approaching the subject with dirty hands, but the whole body is dirty.
Then Zopa the best writes the best gesture to the nation would be to have President Mnangagwa himself first decay his assets and wealth publicly, while his government is still looking for more people or corrupt people, so that Zimbabweans will know that they have a non-corrupt president. I think we've got Priscilla. Maybe
we have another caller. I think in Ndebele.
Yeah, sizo siloba nicwen. Yeah, msunduzo kunjani?
Yaphila kubisa siwe kunjani?
Hayi phila kule ungene late lamhlanje. Akujwa ukuphosela kusibili ngamafishane khona.
Ah, lami ngibona kanjalo Mr. Dube manje ukuthi hayi laba bantu ababotshwe bona. Kuright ababo kumnangagwa. Ngoba ngamasela amakhulu.
Asithi bacatshangela ukuthi ngoba ngamasela yekunjani?
Eh, awasona siyaxolisa ke lapho kubuye enkulu.
Yeah, kunjani?
Ngoba kodwa umbuzo uzosalumile futhi ukuthi kathi yena ozobopha umnango wakhe uzovela kuphi ngoba naye igama lakhe liyathinteka endaweni eziningi umbuzo uzosalume lapho ukuthi ngubani kodwa ke mbona ukuthi engabagweba laba bantu yabona maye ngabagweba enami ikhanda ngizaliginya ngoba ngibona engabagweba laba bantu
awuboni-ke manje isikhathi sesezaphela mnumzana siyabonga Yeah, so he says, we'll cut the guards. Who's going to arrest the president if ever there's a case to answer? That's a big question.
Indeed. Of course, like we want to emphasize, all those allegations, it's up to the courts to decide. We have heard names are being thrown around. So-and-so is corrupt. Is corrupt. But it's all up to the courts to decide. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.